Hello, hello, and welcome to whatever episode number this is.
No, seriously, what episode is this?
I don't know. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Kim.
And we haven't recorded a podcast in probably 8 or 9 months.
I wonder why that is.
One of the reasons why is we had a baby.
We had a baby.
And he is a cute little terror.
He's not a terror. He's a good baby. But he is not so good on the sleep front, so it makes it hard for us to record. But, you know, we were just talking about some of the comments we've received recently from people who either are used to listening to our podcasts regularly. You know, they have it queued up for new episodes, or they sort of just found us and they were curious why it stopped all of a sudden. And yeah, it stopped because we had a baby in August. He was due in September and we had him early, but he's number 4 final. And we started getting back to our in-person shows, and now we're starting to get back into the podcast.
Yeah, we had a nice, busy season last fall and winter. So having the newborn plus doing the shows, it was a lot. We couldn't also do the podcast as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't even do the shows. You did the shows.
Right.
And Josh and Melissa. So it wasn't even me. It was you.
It was a lot. And now with the break for the winter, spring, it's been really nice spending time with the family and figuring out what we wanted to do for this year's event season, which starts on May 1st.
Yeah, we're going to be in Maplewood, which is one of our favorite towns. For those of you who don't know us, or maybe do know us but don't know this part of our story, we live in Cranford, New Jersey, which is Union County, but when we were looking for our town to raise our family, Maplewood was one of those options. So we did not end up in Maplewood, but we do love Maplewood. And when we started our business, Market Space Vendor Events, just in case you don't know about that, I feel like I'm reintroducing us. It's crazy.
It kind of feels like a reintroduction because yeah, we've taken so much time off.
But when we started Market Space, we quickly were clued in that Maplewood would be a good town for us to have our shows because it is a very art-centric town, like really art-centric and really fun and awesome and just lots of unique talent and makers, artists, etc., who live in the, they either call it MAPSO or SOMA, depending on who you're talking to, but they have an acronym for their Maplewood, South Orange. That's acronym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make that up? So it was something, it was on our list. We wanted to go to Maplewood. We reached out, I think it was, when did we have the first one? 2019? At the Woodland in Maplewood, which is an old women's club that is now just a venue for arts and culture. And so we had a holiday show there, which was awesome. Like, blew us out of the water. Didn't expect that. Or sort of did, I guess, but didn't know because it was our first show in that town. We knew it would be well received. We just didn't know people would necessarily find us in that magnitude, I guess, of turnout.
Yeah, we always go into events with very high expectations and high hopes.
Maybe middle expectations. I don't know. We don't. It depends.
No, I always have a high expectation. If we're vetting venues and event space, we're only going to sign a contract if we think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was even better than what we expected.
We always think we sign the contract. We put those parameters in place, right? Like, we want it to be a place that has foot traffic and usually has existing events. You know, similar things have been well received there, etc. We have kind of a checklist. But I'm always the critic that's like worried. Or maybe it's that critic. Maybe it's just the anxious one that's always worried because, you know, our makers put a lot of effort into what they do. We put a lot of effort into what we do. And we always want it to be a good turnout. But anyway, I digress. So we did Handmade Holiday at the Woodland in 2019, and it was like amazing. I cried. I got it. The makers, they clapped for me. And I was like, get out of here. It's not me. It's you. Like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm just the person. I'm the liaison. So we did that and it was super cool. And then COVID happened and we did not do anything because it's indoor. So we couldn't really do any other shows there indoor, but we did outdoor.
We tried a very small outdoor event right outside of the Woodland in their parking lot.
And it turned out to be on the same day as, was it the Art Walk? What was the event that was going on at the same time? They had an event downtown, and we were like, well, this doesn't make sense to do it as two separate events. They have their stores. We have the connection to Handmade. They had some Handmade makers. We were like, we do this. Like, why don't we reach out and figure out how to join the two? And that's what we did. So we're really excited because we've been working with the Downtown Village Alliance in Maplewood. We've been working with Division of Arts and Culture, the Woodland. So all of these moving pieces now are coming together formally. Mm-hmm. Because before it was kind of like, oh, this is cool. We're doing this. At the same time, we'll just promote each other to be nice. And now it's like, we're partnering.
But now it's a real collaboration. Yeah. And we've named it the Maplewood Small Wonder Marketplace.
Which is super cute.
Yeah. And there's indoor at the Woodland and outdoor on the downtown streets of Maplewood. So it's going to be a nice big event where you'll be able to see a lot of the town. Yeah. A lot of the storefronts are participating. And a lot of local handmade artisans will be there.
So it's the downtown stores are allowed to participate, which a lot of them are already art focused and some of them are services and things like that. But it's not, we don't have any outside like non-makers. It's our makers and the stores and that's it. But they, again, it's a very art heavy, art centric town. So they have existing distribution lists, email lists that get notified of this event, in addition to all the paid advertising we're doing, signs in all the shops downtown, you know, our usual routine of what we do to advertise our shows. But I'm just so excited for this one because it's like really built up. It's been a long time coming and it's really built up as a really awesome partnership. So that's going to be on May 1st. That kicks off our season. And then in June, we'll be at Zigmeister.
Yeah, for their 6th anniversary. Their 5th anniversary was so great and so big, and we were able to use their lower parking lot to really build a very big event space. So we're going to continue to do that this year. So they always have fun things planned with special bottles and beers, special merch. We had axe throwing last year that we'll probably have again this year. There's a lot of very cool, unique things that they do for their anniversary. And we bring our artisan
market. Wait, did we have the axe throwing in that lot last year?
Or we had it for Oktoberfest. Yeah, we had it for Oktoberfest, but I think we're going to do it for their anniversary.
And what's great is because Zigmeister owns this lot, we really have like a blank slate to work with. And it's worked out really well for us that we're able to create an event space and just work with Zig on, okay, this worked really well. This is what we'd suggest changing. And nothing is bad about it, just, you know, just improving and making it better and more exciting, you know, where we're placing the band so that it's drawing, you know, everything is like very strategic about where we want people's attention to be drawn, the path we want people to walk so that they go past as many makers as possible to get to the beer and that sort of thing. And the whole area is licensed in so people can have their drink and they can shop at the same time. And they'll be able to have snack foods, and some of the local Hackettstown restaurants will be setting up, again, live music, specific barrel tappings and things like that. One of my favorite things that Zigmeister does for their anniversary is they have each staff member, or sometimes they do pairing where like two staff members will work together on a specific brew. So they like come up with their own beer and they'll brew it for the anniversary. So there's like a ton of beer available for the event, and some of them are, I mean, all of them are good, but some of really them are just like styles. Whoa, that's really cool. So I look forward to that every year. So this will be their 6th anniversary, and it's if you remember back when we started, for anyone who worked with us at Zigmeister, when we started working with Zigmeister, we had such a small space in their upper lot that I think we had probably like between 16 and 20 makers, I guess. Exactly. It was tiny. And it was still cool, and we were happy to be there. But now this lot that we, the lower lot, which is down the ramp a little bit, is just endless amount of space.
Yeah.
It's insane.
We could fit very many 10 by 10 tents.
Very many.
Which is
is an official number. Very many.
Very many. It's music to our ears. Yeah. So that's Sigmeister in Hackettstown in June. There is actually still vendor space for both of those events, the May 1st and I believe it's June 11th events. So if you have any questions or want to participate, shoot us a note or go on our website.
We sound so rusty. Like, we don't know our own dates. I think it's just because we're out of practice.
I wonder if we're also a little bit still tired from...
from this baby that doesn't sleep?
From child rearing.
I hear him. He's on the monitor talking. Yeah, you're right, June 11th.
See,
he's
I'm
on,
good.
He's on the monitor talking, so I'm going to have to go be with him shortly. But then, you know, after that in June, then we'll be at Berries and Brews at Ort Farms, which is another local farm that we love. And we went to Berries and Brews last year for Father's
Day. It's Father's Day weekend.
I was super duper pregnant and it was like 99 degrees that day. Do you remember how hot it was that day?
I remember how hot it was because I waited online for Jersey Girl beer just to cool down. It was so good. It was like an oasis.
But they were sold out of the strawberry one, right?
They made a special strawberry... like lager or something.
I want to say lager, yeah. I think
right. For Father's Day with the strawberries from Ort Farms, and they sold out so quickly because it was so good.
We were planning to work with Ort on Summerfest, and so that was sort of their invitation for us to come and check out the way they run events without the vendors. So that's why we made our way over there, and it worked out really well because my dad's a craft beer fan, Kevin's a craft beer fan. So we went over there, we picked strawberries, the kids loved it. Again, I was super duper pregnant. There was no beer consumption on my end, but I got strawberries all over my shirt. So that was my souvenir from that day. But that was really fun.
That was fun.
And it helped us to feel, you know, comfortable signing a contract to do Berries and Brews this year because we got to see it live in person.
Yeah, and they have a really great space there.
How incredibly packed it was. So that's awesome. We're going to try something new this year. We're trying the Hackettstown Street Fair, which is new to us. We're taking over that contract. And that's going to be June 26th. Did I say when Berries and Brews is? Berries and Brews is June 18th and 19th at Ort Farms. And then the Hackettstown Street Fair is June 26th. That's going to be in some ways similar to Oktoberfest, but we're shifting the location a little bit, so it'll be still on that main street.
It's on Main Street, just down a little bit, so that we can highlight some of the other downtown businesses. Because Main Street is, in Hackettstown, pretty long, and there's a lot of great restaurants and great storefronts.
Oh my god, I was thinking about it today.
That we never really get to walk past during Oktoberfest, right? Because Oktoberfest is in one portion of the town, so it'll be nice to highlight that area. And be able to be in front of other stores.
I was thinking about it today and I saw a map. I don't know who put it out. I guess one of the local news, like NJ.com or something, but maybe I'm incorrect on the source. But they put out a map of empanadas, the best empanadas in the state. And I was like, what about the sizzle? Like, yeah, they need to be on this.
Yeah, for sure.
And they weren't on it. And I don't know how, I don't know if I need to write into NJ.com and be like, who did you send out on the road to find the best empanadas? Because swing by the sizzle. But that's kind of cool because the sizzle is down a little bit, down Main Street. So we'll be closer to them. And so that's really fun and exciting that we'll get to be in a little bit of a different space there.
And that's kind of like our spring, early summer, event schedule. I don't think we have to go through all of the things on our schedule.
Yeah, no, I know. That'll be too crazy. Then we get into, but I do want to talk about Reddington because that's a new one for us.
Well, that's a brand new contract that I just sent the email out today. Woo-hoo! As we're recording this.
Oh, wait. You know what else? You also have to comment on Flounder from last year, too.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
We have so much to talk about and not a lot of time. But anyway, so yeah, we're going to be working with Reddington Brewery and Hop Farm. That's going to be a new contract for us for an Oktoberfest. And last year, for the first time, we did Kringle Market?
Kringle Market.
Kringle Market. When I say Kringle Mart, that sounds like Quickie Mart.
I knew where I know where your brain is going sometimes.
Kringle Market at Flounder Brewing, and that was another one that was phenomenal and awesome and so exciting. So we're going to do that one again, too. There's a lot of stuff peppered in between. We won't get into all of that because I don't think it's necessary to read through the entire schedule.
Plus, we need content for future podcasts.
Seriously. So what has been your favorite thing about... you can't say the baby. about being off for the last couple of months, off from Market Space, not your day job?
I think, does it have to be Market Space related? Because my Market Space related thing that I like from being off is just recalibrating and looking at our event schedule without the pressure of like things coming up, to figure out where do we want to work, who do we want to work with, how do we want things to go, what new things do we want to implement, what new vendors haven't we met or talked to yet that we kind of want to build relationships with. I think one of my favorite things that we've done while we're off, again, kind of vendor related, is going to Sam's new.
I was gonna say
Sam's new store.
I was gonna. My next question was gonna be what sort of like developments or just like things have we done differently that is like growth, not just for us, but maybe just it doesn't have to be growth for us personally, but I think of like our community as an extension of who we are. So what has been like a symbol of growth or something that we've been able to experience in the time off that is different, that, you know, for us as a community or as Market Space this year, compared to last year? And immediately I thought of Sam. So our friend Sam Matthews, she is Art Across Borders. If you go on Instagram, you'll find her at Art Across Borders. She's also at Propagate Studio, because she's opened a brick and mortar space that is not just a store. It's also for DIY classes and art and mingling and what else? I mean, just
all... It's just a creative space that she can use for a lot of different things. And she has her VW bus parked inside.
Inside, because it used to be an auto body garage.
Which is great. Isn't that cool? She can do, you know, movies or video game nights on the side of the bus right in her studio. She does a lot of DIY classes, but she also has a little mini maker's market inside as well, where you can shop 6 or 7 different makers. Yeah. And those are going to rotate, I think, seasonally. So it's really cool to go in and see, you know, a lot of different things. She also has an area where there's loved art supplies that you can either buy, or some of them are free, just to kind of promote art.
And getting yourself started. You know, it's sometimes it's overwhelming to think you might want to start a crafting business, a maker business, and not know how that's going to go for you. I think that first step is really scary, and you should take the leap, but sometimes people don't have this extra budget to be like, well, you know, art supplies are expensive, and to be like, well, I'm going to spend all this money, and then not necessarily know where you're going with that. So to kind of dip your toe in and not necessarily your whole foot, you could buy secondhand art supplies and
or even a seasoned artist, you know, just to get some inspiration from something that somebody else has used or done,
like a magic wand or something.
You just go in and you're like, oh, look at this is really cool. Like the vendor stalls that she created in her studio are separated by doors with half tables.
So she made dividers,
yeah,
like walls out of discarded doors that she's painted different colors. I think they're painted different colors. I don't remember now. And each then one to is like hold a color them of the up, she used, well, yeah, everything's rainbow with her, which I love. And to hold the doors up, she has them screwed in and bolted to tables. So the tables serve as displays on both sides of the door, but the door serves as the wall. So we went out to her grand opening on March 19th, and she is in Stuartsville, New Jersey, which is way out Route 78. And we had a great time, and we got to do a scavenger hunt. We found some new makers we've never worked for before, or people who started signing up for our shows, but we had never worked with them yet. So we went to see their display. We got a preview of their product, which is really cool. You know, email's great and all, and we require our makers as they're applying to send like raw materials and them in action creating whatever it is that they're making, but nothing compares to actually seeing the product.
The real life display,
how they'd merchandise it, because I think they all came in and they got to set up their own booth at Sam's store, and then their stuff stays there and Sam essentially sells it for them. So that's kind of cool. Also, we were on the Founders Fund mural, so that was awesome to see our name painted in there. I forget, we took a picture of what it is. Was it on a paintbrush or a tube of paint or something? Like, she painted a tube.
Well, don't give it away. Anybody that goes to the store, take a picture and send it to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely go check it out. And we'll shout you out. So it's at propagate.studio. That's her new...
On Instagram.
Her new place. Her new space. It's awesome.
So that was my thing that you so eloquently spoke about. What was your favorite thing that we've done while we've been off?
Oh, geez. So I think we spend a lot of time working both our day jobs, our night jobs, our parent jobs, our podcast jobs, all of the jobs. And we got to put in a new deck on our house, which sounds like materialistic. But for me, I think it's more about watching my kids grow up and having that space to recharge and letting that be kind of our sanctuary, because we need that. We don't give ourselves a lot of time off. Even now though it seems like we do, we don't.
Now that we're both working from home full time too, you know, as a result of the pandemic, but also just continuing in this post-pandemic world.
Yeah.
We're home 24/7 when we're not doing events, you know, so it's nice to have that extra space.
Extra space. Living space, yeah.
That we all can enjoy.
Yep, the kids enjoy it. The dog enjoys it. We like to entertain, so having family come over, and especially with people like emerging from the pandemic world, having different levels of comfort, it just gives us that extra space to be like, okay, you know, we can have this like indoor outdoor flow of a get together and let everyone choose what they feel most comfortable with. So I'd say that I think is my favorite thing about the break. And then in terms of growth, I think having, I mean, there's every year there always seems to be a new partnership, but I think having referrals and being at a point where we can acknowledge that we have really good working relationships with some of our venues, but maybe if we're not available, they still trust us to be able to help source someone that can help them with a particular task or, you know, creative outlet or something they want to do. Like, we're getting to a point where we've grown into this, like, trusted, I don't know, connection, which is what we've always wanted in this. We've always wanted to be this community and this source of connection for people who are creatives, who have that like-mindedness about what they do and what they're passionate about. And so we have relationships with some of our venues, and they continue their event schedule throughout the year. And maybe it's not something that's big, you know, because we've kind of evolved the way we do things too. Maybe it's not something that fits with our schedule or with what we have planned for the year for us, but it's still something we want to be able to be part of because we love our venues so much and we love the people we meet in the process, that keeping that rapport and having recommendations for them and just being able to say, you know, it would be really cool if you had this, or, you know, I bet so-and-so could help you with that. And making that connection, offering that advice, and just having those ideas. I think that's why we do this.
Yeah, we like to share. We have such a great network of really creative, motivated, brilliant people that if somebody comes to us with an idea, a question, an opportunity, maybe we can't do it, maybe we're not available, maybe we just don't have the right resources, we can share that out to so many people that might love that opportunity or have a really good idea. So I like to be that, like, not catalyst is not the right word, but liaison. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like that, like, concierge spark. You know, I don't know how else to explain it. But, you know, especially when we work with venues that are all about history and craft and New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. So we work with breweries. They make craft beer. They're very into the art of what they do. The venues that we work with that are not breweries are generally historic buildings that have beauty and architecture and just the events that happen there, celebrating history, celebrating the towns that they're in, and just, you know, people and people getting together and gathering and that sort of thing. So,
or small business art focused downtowns.
Yeah.
You know, those are really great places too that breed community.
Yeah, and a lot of those have the mom and pop shops, and all of us as makers are that mom and pop shop. So, you know, just kind of celebrating all of those things, being able to connect people that otherwise maybe wouldn't find each other And we continue to do that even as we grow, evolve, change the way we do things. We still have those connections and keep creating connections for other people. And that's, why are you smiling at me?
Great first episode back. That was really good.
You're so weird.
I don't know.
Like, you just, like, your eyes got just glazed over. You're just smiling at me like, what?
Well, the baby's been talking to himself for about 20 of these 25 minutes. But it's still, like, it's good to start thinking and talking about the business again.
Yeah.
And obviously cluing everybody into what we've been working on and what we've been doing and what we've been thinking about. So that's just nice. It makes me smile.
But we don't want to just talk about us and what we see, feel, do, etc. We want to be able to talk about some of the new challenges that are coming up for you guys as the makers, and some of your new goals, some cool things that you've discovered over the course of the winter, you know, when people are probably not really doing in-person shows as much because it's way too cold to be outdoors, and you know, people are kind of on that hangover from the holidays. So we want to be able to interview you. So if you're listening to this and you have any interest, regardless of what state you're in, regardless of what you make or what your small business is, we'd love to talk to you. Because no matter what, I think there is a common thread that ties all small businesses together. And we'd love to hear about it. We probably all have common celebrations and common challenges. So drop us a line and we'd be happy to interview you on our podcast.
You can find us on Instagram at Marketspace Vendor Events, or you can email us at hello@marketspacevendorevents.com. This will be our podcast for this week, but we also, if I'm not mistaken, have one unaired podcast.
Do we?
I think so. As I opened the Anchor app and I began to record.
Were you like, oh crap? Or was it like in the secret Disney vault or something?
There was one more draft. So if that is true, that'll be our episode for next week.
Whoa, that's pretty fancy.
I know. And then we can start talking to our network and seeing what kind of topics people want to talk about.
Yeah, I think as we're all getting back into life and the swing of things and emerging, we can definitely get perspectives from people. Even if you've been on the podcast already, your perspective is likely very different now from the last time we spoke. And yeah, why not get it out there? Makers can benefit from hearing the common celebrations and challenges of other makers, small businesses. Let's talk about it, because there's probably someone somewhere out there listening that is like, wow, that was exactly what I'm going through, and that was super helpful.
Perfect. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for waiting for us to come back, and we're so happy to be here. Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.